Welcome to the Elevated Visibility Podcast, the podcast for female founders who are looking for more than just easy marketing tips and feel-good strategy and craving deep connection. I'm your host, Nina Gibson, holistic SEO expert and visibility enthusiast who is hell-bent on giving women a voice and a platform to use it. In this space, we chat all things SEO and marketing for your brand and business, but we also peel back the layers and the bullshit and dive deep into what it means to feel visible as business owners, women, moms, and more. If you're ready for holistic marketing strategy mixed in with some soulful storytelling, this podcast is for you. Welcome. Hello, hello. Welcome back to season one of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. I am really, really excited today. I have an amazing, amazing guest to talk to you today about branding. Her name is Malika Malhotra. She is an award-winning brand strategist, confidence-stirring mentor, which, by the way, I want to talk about that, and dynamic speaker. After years of working in corporate advertising on brands like L'Oreal and Oil of Olay, Malika now helps women entrepreneurs get clear on their brand message, find their power niche, and build their business empire. Her friends and clients call her the brand energizer because she is a strong believer in getting out of your comfort zone, taking action, and implementing ideas. When she's not building brands, Malika is drinking coffee or red wine, reading a stack of books, and dreaming about her next global adventure. She lives in beautiful Maine with her husband, three sons, and mini Bernedoodle Jax. Welcome, Malika. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Nina, for having me. Super excited to be here.
Yay. So Malika is a fellow Mainer. She lives in Maine as well, a little bit north of me, which is really exciting. I love having other Mainers and New Englanders on the podcast. So that's exciting.
Yes, I'm so happy to be here. I'm actually new to Maine, only 2 years, so still kind of getting my feet wet here. But it's always great to connect with other people in the marketing and the branding and the digital space here locally. I love it.
Awesome. I didn't realize that you were newish to Maine. Where were you before?
So I lived in New Jersey for about 9 years. I'm actually originally from New York, the suburbs of New York. But I've lived all across the country, really, for my husband's work. So we're just kind of landed here in Maine for this next season. Who knows how long, but I anticipate I'll be here for a while.
Awesome. I love that. I have also moved around a ton. And I've moved every 4 to 5 years since the day I was born. My dad was Army and my mom's German. So I've lived all over Europe, like all over the States. And I've already been in the house that I'm in 4 years. And I was just telling my husband, I'm like, I'm kind of already getting the itch. And he's like, we are not going anywhere. I'm like, but, and he's like, nope. So I feel you. I like to move. I like to move a lot. So I get that. I appreciate that you've been all over as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, now that I can look back at all of the moves, I think it's definitely made our lives richer. We've met interesting people. We've lived in different states and experienced different communities and cultures of different areas. But it's also nice to kind of have roots, and especially as you have kids, right, and you want them to stay in one place. But yeah, I can totally see the benefits of both staying in one place, but moving around. But I'm always grateful for the experience that we've had.
Exactly. Yeah, I think there are definitely pros and cons to both. But I know for myself, like moving around definitely enriched, like you said. It was definitely, sometimes it's hard. I think as kids get older, it can be harder. But there are so many amazing things that I get to experience because of moving. So it would be hard to picture my life not having done those things. So
yeah, and I think it teaches resilience, right? Like being resilient as a person, as a business owner, because as you move, you have to restart and rethink how you want to live your life or to own a business. So, you know, those are the character building lessons that, you know, you have to appreciate because of the journey.
100%. I totally, totally agree. So let's talk a little bit about you and your business. And I actually found you through your photography business originally. And I think that's how we originally connected, or at least I started following you, was your photography business and what you were doing for branding in that. So tell me a little bit about you and where you've sort of pivoted your business from corporate advertising to what you're doing now.
Yes. So, you know, back, it feels like 100 years ago, you know, my first jobs were in corporate advertising, and I worked as an account manager, sort of as a liaison between the client and the creative. So really a lot of work on strategy and messaging, worked on big brands like L'Oreal, Oil of Olay, and love that experience. But of course, you know, when you get married and you have children, you have to make some decisions on what you want, the choices you want to make for your life. And because my husband is in medicine and his training has brought us around to all these different places in short stints, I sort of decided to opt out of corporate and try to shift into more entrepreneurial. And so I started with a business that was family photography, child photography, because I had two sons at the time and they're really little and I love taking their pictures, and grew a business around child portraiture for a couple of years. And, you know, as we started moving around and my kids got older, I started kind of going back to my roots and interested more in the business and the branding and the marketing. And I decided in 2015 to kind of commit and cut out all the other genres. I was doing senior portraits and, you know, family portraits and some commercial stuff and just really focusing on brand photography. I saw there was a gap in the market. It was a time where social media was starting to kind of be on the rise and there was blogs and newsletters. And so I thought, I'm just going to go all in on this and teach people that they need more than a headshot, that in this new online world, they really need to lean into storytelling in order to differentiate. So I did that in 2015 for many years. I actually wrote a book about brand photography in 2017. But I found that the best brand photos were those that were grounded in very strong strategy. We had to know what the business owner's mission and vision and their values and their ideal client in order to then take pictures, right? That was alignment with all of that. So I started doing just as much strategy work with those clients with the creative photography work. And I started to get a name for myself in the strategic realm and started to diversify my business, because I knew as a photographer, you know, you're working with one client at a time. And often with photographers, all your eggs are in one basket, photography. And so I knew if I were going to have the longevity of my brand and business, I needed to diversify my services a little bit. So I offered, it was like a 10-week brand building program. At the time, it was called Brand Confidential. My first time sort of getting out from behind the camera and now leading as a mentor and as a teacher. And I loved it. And then I started doing both of those things. And then, of course, the pandemic happened, which was, you know, tough on all photographers. And I saw that I really had to pivot. And I moved to Maine from New Jersey. So not only were, you know, we had social distancing and no one wanted to, you know, go out and do photography, I also was dealing with a new place. I had to reestablish my name. And also it's a different culture here in Maine than what I'm used to in New York and New Jersey. And so I really pivoted my business in the last 3 years to focus on mentorship and strategy for women in business. And so now 90% of my business is all about strategy. And I teach through masterminds and a membership program. I have some digital products. And then I have a few clients here and there who come to my studio here in Falmouth, and I take their photos for brand photography. So it's kind of a crazy evolution and journey. I think that's what happens when you've been in business for so long. You just have all of these different pivots.
100%. I love that. I love that story. I think too, COVID for a lot of us was kind of this turning point, right? I think a lot of us shifted our businesses, myself included, when COVID happened, because you have to adapt, right? Adapt or die. And yes. I think, a lot of us were like, okay, how can we take what we were doing that's not working now or working in this environment and make it work? So I love all of that. So tell me a little bit about when somebody is working with you, either through mentorship or one of your masterminds, what are some of the things that you're focusing on in terms of branding and strategy, et cetera? I'd love to know a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So I think, you know, the women who come to me, they just don't have the time or the expertise to figure out their messaging, right? It seems so confusing. They're switching their message every other month and they're always second guessing themselves. So we do a lot of this internal work of trying to figure out who they are, what they believe in, how they're different, and like where that zone of genius is. So, you know, I have kind of this methodology. I call it the brand CEO method because that's my branding. And the first thing that we do is we really try to discover that essence, your story. look at like your strengths and your skill sets and your passions, and leverage some of your previous professional or personal experiences and figure out how you can kind of put them together in a way that's very clear to your customer, what you can do for them, what your promise is, what you can deliver for them. Then we kind of move into the phase where it's more about defining your secret sauce, right? Like your positioning. And I'm super passionate about niching down, finding a specialization instead of being a Jane of all trades, really trying to lean into something and owning that piece of the market. So the second part is really trying to define what that is. What are you an expert in? Who is your specific audience that you're serving? Do you have a simplified offer instead of 10, you know, services? Do you have a signature offer? And then the last part is really, how do you deliver that expertise to your audience? So again, you know, having a single powerful offer, what is the content that you should be sharing? Is it simplified? Is it single-minded so that people just know that who you are, it's like all consistent and cohesive. And then, you know, do you have a signature talk or a framework? All those things really matter because there's so many people in our marketplaces. It's so saturated. And, you know, our audiences are very sophisticated now. So we need as business owners to really create a brand that has soul and depth and is clear and has a, you know, a lane of expertise that we are committed to. And then a way that we can share that easily with our audience so that they choose us over somebody else.
I love all of that. I think that the niching down, I know there are a lot of people out there who are like, you don't need to niche down. And I think maybe in some spaces that might be true, but I think for a lot of us, getting really specific and picking that lane and owning the heck out of it is so, so valuable. Something I really struggled with when I kind of pivoted from freelancer to like full-blown entrepreneur business owner is exactly what you just talked about, which is like sticking with one signature offer, owning it, and really like honing in on consistent messaging. Like I struggled with that a ton. Like one day it was this, and maybe next week I was going to be talking about this. And when I really got specific and really stepped into like authenticity, that's a big part of it too, right? I found it was so much easier to connect with other business owners because not only was I repeating the same things, which at first feels kind of like, you feel like you're saying the same thing over and over, but you kind of have to. And then really just being, stepping into that authenticity and allowing myself to put the real me, you know, forward. That was kind of a pivotal moment for me as a business owner. So I love that that's something that you focus on and teach, because I think especially for those of us who, like myself, kind of switched over or who brand new to business, you need to have that. You need something to sort of be the catalyst, right? To get you in front of people. And also it helps with your visibility too. When you have that really specific messaging and that one thing that you own, it makes getting seen in terms of SEO or if you're using ads, whatever, I think a lot easier too.
Yeah, 100%. I think if you can become specific, get specialized, it makes you more memorable. It makes you more referable. It makes you more findable. And so that just helps grow your business. And, you know, in the beginning, as new business owners, it's hard, right? You're experimenting. You are still validating. Often that authentic story hasn't clicked yet because you don't really know or you haven't spent the time internally to ask yourself some of those deep questions about your business brand and story. And so, you know, it's hard, that authentic piece. Often we are obsessed with our competition and we're looking at them and feeling too inspired about what other people are doing and letting that influence what we should be doing. Or, you know, there's the shiny object syndrome, right? I've done that too, where you see what's happening in the marketplace and you're just in reactive mode and you're wanting that too. So you follow this and you're kind of just like in this hamster wheel. And I think you hit a wall where you know you have to take a step back. Maybe you need a mentor or a coach or something to help you kind of get out of the weeds, to help build that brand that you know you have. You just can't put the pieces together because it feels complicated. And so that's the kind of thing like I hear all the time is like, why does it feel so hard? You know, why aren't people just resonating with my story or my message? And often it's because it's not clear enough, because I call it like the kitchen sink, right? You just kind of like vomit all of this information because you want to appeal to everyone. You want to resonate. And so you're almost saying too much that nobody can even consume or digest what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. So true. And I think one of the hardest things about that is you have to accept that you're not going to be everybody's thing, right? Yes. Not everybody is going to like you or want to work with you. And I think that was something I had to really mentally, like that was a mental hurdle for me, that there were going to be people who were like, this chick is not my jam. And that's okay, you know, because, but in the beginning, we want to be, we want everybody to love us. And I think that right there is so, so, so important in this entire conversation is it's okay to not be everybody's, you know, favorite thing. And I think that's really important. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's not a popularity contest, right? Like it's okay to be polarizing. It's okay. It's actually, I encourage you to be polarizing and stand, like put your stake in the ground for something that you really believe in, that you're passionate about. Your personality, right? I know it sounds cliche that we're all snowflakes, but lean into that because somebody might want to work with you because of your vibe versus somebody else. But if you're not sharing it, they have no idea. So it's okay to kind of ruffle feathers and say what you like or dislike about the industry because then you're going to be in alignment with certain people that also feel the same way. And at least there's an emotion tied to it so that they're feeling something.
Exactly. I think evoking emotion is a big one because there's a lot of cookie cutter stuff out there, but it's not really making you feel anything. And if you're not feeling anything, you're probably not going to take action. So that I think is really important. So let's go to that. So what is something that you feel like a common myth about like the space that you're in or something that you're kind of like, you know what, I actually don't sort of go with the current in terms of my industry. Tell me something that you kind of stand for that's a little bit on the polarizing side. I'd love to hear that.
Yeah. So I think, you know, in branding, you know, there's this misconception that it's like this vanity metric, right? Like branding, you need it. It's flashy. It's, you know, a fancy logo. And that's what's going to attract people. And I really think that in today's world, if you don't have a brand that has soul, that has depth, that can connect with people, that really shares who you are as a person, like pull that curtain and it's more about you, the founder owner, than the actual brand. That when you pull the curtain and you actually share with transparency, with emotion, you're going to build connections faster. And it's not a vanity metric. This is, in my mind, and like an invitation to your audience where you say, this is who I am. This is what I believe in. This is what I feel like I am good and different at than the rest. And this is what I can do for you. I can solve this problem. Now, if you are in alignment with all of that, I invite you to work with me. And it's dialogue between you and your audience. It's not just this fancy looking logo or your colors or your website. That is not your brand. This is something. At least the strong, powerful brands are those that really pull the curtain, are transparent, have emotion, and really invite their audience to participate with them in that process, that relationship. And then I feel like they get to have, you know, a raving fan base, and then they have ambassadors that share their brand. It becomes this beautiful momentum and traction that builds your business. But, you know, sometimes people think that brands are just this vanity metric. And I think you're wrong. It's more than that. Like maybe in the past, or maybe if you're in corporate and you have all this money to throw against it, but us as small business owners, our brands are like a badge of who we are. And we need to be open with that, with our audiences in order to grow our businesses faster.
100%. I love that so much. I think the beautiful thing about what you said is when you show who you are, and like you said, pull back the curtain and you invite people to join you, if it works for them, if it feels aligned, great. If it doesn't, that's okay too. And I think when you set that expectation that way, it's so much easier to market and selling becomes so much easier too, right? Because you don't feel like you're trying to, you know, I think a lot of entrepreneurs have a hard time selling. And when you set it like, this is who I am, this is how I can help you. And if you're feeling it, awesome. If not, maybe next time, it becomes so much easier to create those relationships and nurture them that will eventually become clients because it's all you. There's no bullshit. It's 100% transparency. And I think that that is really, really important. And I think all of us, or at least most entrepreneurs, want their branding to be like that. But you said something about shiny object syndrome in the beginning. And I think that we get hung up on that, right? We're like, oh, if my logo looks like hers, then I'm going to get all this business. If my website just, I need it to look like this, it's going to fix everything. And I think we get really hung up on things that subconsciously we know don't really move the dial, but they're easy in the moment.
Right.
And versus just doing the work of putting ourselves out there and actually taking an, you know, action versus sitting in inaction and fooling ourselves that we're actually working on our business, quote unquote, with like, you know, color palettes. So I think that that's, I love what you said, because I think that's so, so important.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what do you have coming down the pipeline? Tell me, do you have anything, any offers coming down? Are you opening up another mastermind? Tell me what you have coming in the next few months.
Yes, thank you so much for asking. So I am launching a new mastermind this fall, so September 2022, called Brand Breakthrough. I love the small masterminds because it's very much like high-touch mentorship, where I only work with 6 to 8 women. They're all in exclusive industries so that there's no overlap. It becomes a very safe container. Mm. And we meet on a weekly basis so that we can really move the needle on their business. They have a mentor in their back pocket who is sharing strategy or shortcuts, having the opportunity for hot seats to really work on any challenges or ideas that they need, like a board of directors, right, to work on as a group. I love to cultivate community. So in these masterminds, it becomes like, you know, your advisory board. You have, you know, 6 to 8 women that become very close, cheering each other on or challenging each other. And then I also invite guest experts to come in to talk about different topics. But I find that this type of program where you have the group dynamic, there is some one-to-one time with me, have accountability through like a Slack channel on the daily. That's what really makes momentum in your business, because it's a very tight-knit, high-touch, accessible type of a program. So I'm really excited about it. I'm, you know, right now going through application processes with people who are interested, but it will start in September.
Okay, perfect. So this podcast, your episode's going to launch in August. So that's still plenty of time for people to apply. So we will include all of the important links and information in the show notes. I love that it's exclusive industries. I don't think I've ever seen that in a mastermind before. So that's very, very cool, because I can see how having multiple people in the same space can kind of feel like, even if you're not a competitive person, that it still feels kind of uncomfortable, right? Because you're all kind of vying for the same thing. So that's a really unique value prop to sort of be like, okay, everybody's in their own lane. I really like that.
And I think it just, it's, you know, when you have too many people in the same industry, the dynamic is different. If you have 6 to 8 women in different, you have a copywriter, maybe a web designer, maybe a fitness expert, maybe there's an SEO person, like all of a sudden there's opportunities for collaboration. There's, you know, new ways of thinking and perspectives shared. You don't want all the same kind of groupthink if you're all in the same industry. And so I've seen, because I've done this, you know, this is probably my 5th iteration of doing a mastermind. And plus, I want to mention that there's also a live component in Maine. I'm going to host a 2-day kind of workation, I'm calling it.
Amazing.
Here in my studio. But I think, you know, it's just nice to have different perspectives and you can share ideas and, you know, strategies and even, you know, referrals and becoming in the networking part. So I'm excited. Yeah.
Awesome. I love that. It sounds amazing. I can't wait to share it with my audience. So as we wrap up, I'm asking people, what was the last thing you Googled? Oh my God. So curious.
The last thing that I Googled was, well, I'm actually going to a friend's 50th birthday in the Hamptons in a couple of days.
Amazing.
So the last thing I Googled were restaurants in East Hampton. So
awesome.
Not a good place to eat while we're out there.
I love it. That sounds like an amazing time. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for being on the podcast today. I'm excited to share this. I can't wait for your mastermind. It sounds like it's going to be amazing. I had such a great time talking to you today, Malika.
Oh, thank you, Nina. This was such a pleasure. And I'm so glad that we finally connected.
Yes, me too. Okay. Talk soon.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. If you loved it and you want to support the podcast, please share it with others, your family, friends, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. I would appreciate it so, so much. Catch all the latest from me. You can follow me on Instagram at ninagibson.co. Until next time.